When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
By noon, Tim May will be with us at 1 o'clock. So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to see today, in fact, at high noon. So we're only about an hour and a half away from this. If you work with somebody who went to Iowa University and suddenly their seat is empty today, or they're spinning like they've been at Paupers or something all day, it's because they're watching Ohio take on Jacksonville State. Obviously, Paupers still exist. I don't even
know. I believe it does.
Does it?
So many good memories.
Man, we drove through there. We took a little tour of Ohio University over the summer. So
Can't beat Athens in the fall. Athens in the fall is one of the most gorgeous places you'll go.
I like Cleveland in the fall. I'm not going to lie.
Cleveland is cool. Athens in the fall is cool because there's so many trees and they're all so many different colors. The selling point of Ohio University is Athens in the fall, mixed with a lot of other things that help the cause.
That's funny. never mind. I'll talk to you in the break about this.
Yeah, there's a don't get fired in the summer.
I had a Kent State joke. I'll keep it to myself. So, and I'm a grad, so please. Forgive me. So Ohio University plays Jacksonville State today. That game is at noon. Tulane and Florida, 3:30. That is at the Union Home Mortgage Bowl. Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. Congratulations to the,
Bowl. Okay.
The Strongsville-based company. They're getting some big-time publicity, so good for them. And then the big one, Indiana and Notre Dame. We'll talk about that here in a second. What do you got?
92.3 The Fan, looking for a winner. Enter the code word GOLD, G-O-L-D, GOLD, at 92.3thefan.com by 11 a.m. for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cleveland Cavaliers take on the Philadelphia 76ers this Saturday, December 21st, at 8 p.m. at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. You can get tickets at Cavs.com.
All right, Indiana, Notre Dame tonight. That is the first of the four games that we have for the college football playoff, the new one for Division One. So SMU will take on Penn State tomorrow. That is at noon. That is on TNT. Tonight's Indiana Notre Dame game is an ESPN and the ESPN family of networks there. And then Clemson Texas is tomorrow at 4:00. And then ESPN's got the next one too, Tennessee and Ohio State. So all four of those games right in front of you, and then the winners will advance on to play the teams that are off this weekend. So, again, Indiana, Notre Dame, SMU, Penn State, Clemson, Texas, Tennessee, Ohio State. Are you pumped?
Let me start there.
I am too.
110% yes. We've made it. This is what we have wanted for as long as I can possibly remember college football, of sitting there and talking to my grandfather and going, oh, the Rose Bowl. This is nice. Pac-12 champ, Big Ten champ. Hey, how come team one can't play number one can't play team number two? Or how come team number two can't play team number four? For as long as I can remember, I've been sitting here saying, like, this is the dumbest thing going. Why can't we actually get some kind of tournament together that will actually crown a champion? That will actually get us to find out who the best team in college football is? Like, that's my whole thing. Like, we're here. We finally made it. Enough people came to their senses. Enough people decided to buck tradition and come to the realization that two things can be true at the same time. One, you can make the fans happy by giving them an actual champion. And two, we can make a lot of money.
I think the key was the bowls, right? Like, all the new bowls that have come along the way, the Gasparilla Bowl, like just taking one for example that we're talking about today. And then, you know, they were able to figure out bits and pieces of this to try to get number one and number two to play after the bowl season, right? Like, that's how we were able to start this whole BCS thing, which has been around since what? Oh, man, I'm trying to remember the first year they did it. BCS bowls have been around since 98, 99. And, it put Tennessee and Florida State in there. Ohio State, remember, played in the Sugar Bowl for that year when they had the BCS bowl games when they first started. And then you had your national championship, which would be played after that, which was the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, which, by the way, Tennessee won in that 98-99 season. But, you know, that's when we started to get to where we needed to go. And now it, you know, only took 25 years to get to the point where we really needed to be. And I still don't think we're there.
No.
Like, they're making it better for football fans. I don't know if they're making it better for athletes. Do you? I don't know if they're making it better for student athletes, if that's what you really want to say where we are now. But it's almost like the pandemic just broke down every wall possible, and everything started to change and take shape right after that. You with me on that?
You know, I haven't made that correlation.
Everything,
you might be. I mean, you might be right.
Everything changed after the pandemic.
Well, it took all of these, to use a term I can't stand, it took all of these norms that we had. You know, of like, they might not be rules, they might not be set in stone or anything like that, but they were things we just didn't do. We didn't play football on a Tuesday. We didn't do football on a Wednesday. We had college, you know, we couldn't do all these different things, and it felt like the pandemic, well, wait, we can do this. We can make this work. We can make this a thing. And some of that for the better, and some of that for the worse. Like, the better part of it is what you're talking about. Okay, we are done letting better be the enemy of great. We are done looking at things that we can make better and saying, well, we can't do that because we can't make it perfect. So why do anything if it can't be perfect? We've realized that that's a really dumb way to live life. That's the one thing I'll give college football credit for, is they looked at this and went, okay, we can make this better and we can make a lot of money. And so when you have that parallel, you can do it. Now, is it perfect yet? No. It's going to be a bit before you get to perfect, and it's probably going to involve you having to do something that they don't want to do, which is look these bulls dead in the face and say, we're done. We're not doing this anymore. We're not bringing you in on the cash cow. We're done with this industry. This industry is silly. I don't know why we're still doing this. Let's have everybody host these games on a campus, on their home campuses through the first round. Then the second round, let's have the higher seed team host their games on the campuses as well. Then we'll think about neutral sites. So then that way everybody gets a home game. That's when it hits the best. That's when we're finally all looking at each other going, we have got this figured out. Life is great. The problem is we're relying on these committees to look at the bulls who have gone for years with free yacht rides and backslapping and free golf memberships and all the things that the bowl industry does that nobody wants to tap into and go, we really like your yachts. We really like your golf. Like, it's cool to be able to play Riv whenever I want to play Riviera. Like, that's awesome. And I'm really appreciative. But it's just not best for where we are right now. It might be best for me, because I love yachts and golf. But it's not best for the bowl industry. It's not best for college football. And that's when we finally hit the peak. Except I don't think that'll ever happen.
Hmm. All right, so let's kind of go through these games. Who are you rooting for tonight? Let's start with Indiana and Notre Dame. I'll tell you straight up, I want Notre Dame to wipe them off the face of the earth. Sorry, I'm kind of a Big Ten. I mean, I'm a Big Ten fan, but I'm just not a huge Indiana fan. Like, Kurt Cignetti, like, the whole Google me attitude and just kind of the way he, everyone loves this guy. I don't know. Everyone seems to really like him a lot. I don't know. Something rubs me the wrong way.
He's brash.
Yeah, I mean,
he's very brash.
I mean, I was just looking through some of his quotes throughout the whole season. I'm just like, you know, Google me, Purdue sucks, he said. What, didn't he say Ohio State and Michigan both suck too or something like that earlier in the year? I mean, you know, it's like, Uncle, just go be a coach. You did a great job. I don't know that you would have been able to do this if it wasn't for NIL. I give you credit. People picked you to be 17th in the Big Ten this year. I do give you some credit for that. But I'm also giving your players credit for that too. Your attitude for a guy that was at James Madison for 7 years is a little, you're not there, but they're paying him like he's there. So I hope for Indiana's sake and for their fans' sake, this doesn't come crashing down next year. He's in good. I mean, look what he's doing tonight. He is giving the team the most high-profile football game I think they've ever played. Yep. It'll be tonight. There's no question about it. So has he put Indiana football on the map? Yep. Absolutely he has. And I can tell you all the things that I think he's done that have made things positive for Indiana. But by the same token, I just when you've arrived, I'll believe it, and then you can talk the way you talk. Otherwise, go Google yourself.
I mean, this is part of the thing of college football. I mean, this is why I want Indiana to win. I think it'd be awesome. Again, more teams like Indiana coming up and winning this further hammers home how much better college football is than what it used to be. And so I want them to win because I want the little guy to take down a bigger school in Notre Dame. And I'm not calling them the big boys or anything like that. They are a bigger school. They are a bigger fan base. They are, you know, they're Notre Dame. They're one of the national brands that are going. And so I will always root for the little guy in that regard.
Is Indiana really the little guy?
Yes. In this one? Yeah. Indiana football has been a joke for a very long time. I mean,
you want to punish Notre Dame for caring about football, for establishing, you know, one of
Blue Bloods?
Beyond Blue Blood, man. Like, they're the heart and soul of college football. And, you know, you look at Indiana and you look at Notre Dame and you're going to... I have trouble looking at Indiana as being the little guy.
All right, so let's go down. What are your great Indiana football memories, Andy? Let's go down that road. Because the only one that I have is the two seasons of Michael Penix being good. That's the only memories that I have of Indiana football.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Give me a second.
By the way, like, I know I'm putting you on the spot, and I know this is something that you shouldn't do in radio, and it's a bad thing, but it's not a bad thing.
I'm just trying
it's
to think of,
the fact that Indiana football has been horrendous for a very long time. And here they are, actually a viable football program. I would feel the same exact way.
Antoine Randall L. was the first thing that came to my mind.
Oh, damn,
okay,
good call.
So that was I'm just trying to think of...
Is
Trent,
it Penix?
Trent Green?
That's a good one. Penix is the only one that popped in my head. The two seasons of Penix. I mean, after that, it's like, eh, I got nothing. That's why. Like, I would feel the same way if this was Illinois, if it was coached by anyone else besides Brett Bielema, who is like one of the human beings I can't stand. So I'm going to probably pull for Indiana, and if Notre Dame wins, I'm going to go, oh, cool, this is awesome. Like, that's what I mean by I'm pulling for this. Like, it's going to be one of those where I'm going to be so heartbroken that at the end I'm going to go, wow, Notre Dame, good for you guys. That's awesome.
The number one football player this is according to NFL.com, the number one football player to ever come out of Indiana, Pete Fihos. Pihos. Is that how you would say it?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, right up there with Archie Griffin. Come on, man.
That's what makes it cool. In the same way that, like, I'll be pulling for SMU. In the same exact way, because that thing was given the death program, you know, the death penalty.
Well, they earned it.
It took forever to
build it. They earned it.
They did earn it.
Yeah.
But, like, they took them a while to build it back and all that stuff. Like, I'll be pulling for SMU to win that game. And when they go up against... oh, crud, now I'm forgetting who they're going up against. But anyways, if the other team were to beat SMU, I would look at it and be like, oh, crud, that's a shame. Anyway, woohoo, college football playoff, we got what we wanted. Yay, good football. Like, that's what I mean by rooting. I don't really have much of a rooting interest. I'm just somebody who sits down and enjoys football.
I always think it's funny when we look at these schools and we talk about the little guy versus the big guy. You know how many people go to the University of Indiana if you actually care about? You want to guess? How many people are on their seven campuses they have? Just guess. I'll get us. Oh. How about if I tell you when we come back after break? I'll tell you when we get back after break. Little guy versus big guy, I find very interesting in the scenario. All right. Are you watching? Are you pumped? Are you excited? I mean, here we are. We're sitting here. Tonight, it's the first game of the college football playoffs. 216-474-0092.